Florida's presence on the big stage during the Democratic National Convention was more muted this year. That's partly due to the resignation of state Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz as DNC chair. But the state had some televised representation. Wednesday, Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum stepped up to the mic.
Hello, my fellow Democrats. And hello, my fellow Floridians. In case y'all needed a reminder, Florida is in the house.
Gillum is viewed as a rising star in the party, and he's also an early supporter of Hillary Clinton, with his sights set beyond Tallahassee. Earlier this year, he considered running for Congress in a newly redrawn District 5, only to pull back, making way for former state Senator Al Lawson to challenge Corinne Brown. Gillum made the most of his time on the DNC stage, throwing shade at Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump.
You know what, y'all? The world can seem scary enough without so-called leaders leading with fear for political gain.
Oh, say can you see?
Also standing in the spotlight was Tallahassee's own Star Swain, whose impromptu version of the national anthem at the Lincoln Memorial went viral. Democrats invited her to perform at their convention. Swain got a standing ovation from the crowd, but most of the Florida action took place behind the scenes. During delegation breakfasts, Congresswoman Gwen Graham, Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn, and Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine addressed the crowd. All are seen as potential gubernatorial candidates in 2018, and Graham alluded to that race in her address.
We have the ability to elect a new legislature this year with great young voices like my friend Lauren Book. And in 2 years, we will have the opportunity to take back the governor's mansion. Yeah. We're going to have to fight.
State Senator-elect Lauren Book, daughter of Florida lobbyist Ron Book, pushed support for Clinton.
Perhaps it's because 2020 marks the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage. Yeah. And you want a woman who has spent her entire career fighting for women, children, and families in the White House, not a Trumpster who uses sexism, disrespect, and disregard for women and their worth.
There are many options, other ways she could become president without winning Florida. Ohio and Pennsylvania are going to be critical for her as well. But for Donald Trump, it's an absolute must-win. If he loses Florida, he cannot win the presidency.
Pinellas County's Ramsey McLaughlin served as deputy whip of the delegation. So while Florida may not have been center stage at the convention, its influence in the race to the White House can't be ignored. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.